that I wish you saw. Sarcastic Mr. Know-it-all.
Well, for the Democrats, dissolving the border and destroying election integrity is just the beginning. They also want compulsory union membership everywhere in America. That's right. They want to destroy right-to-work laws in 27 different states. All true. Mark Mix is the president of the National Right-to-Work Committee, which is a 2.8 million member public policy organization. He also serves as president of the National Right-to-Work Legal Defense Foundation. And Congress is going to vote on this new act that would invalidate right-to-work laws in 27 states right after they invalidate elections in America and dissolve the border. I mean, they're right on track to destroy everything that we understand is America. Mark Mix, thank you for being here.
Steve, good to be on with you. These are indeed interesting times, using my finger quotes.
I think frightening is one way. I don't panic, however. I just bristle up and put on my armor because, you know, at any point they could cancel me, right? Because I don't agree in lockstep with this. Frankly, it's not liberal or progressive ideology. It's communist ideology. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the idea that, you know, you can give a private organization the ability to compel someone to pay them to work is really a kind of a novel concept. I mean, it's the United States of America, interestingly enough, is one of the two countries that has this monopoly bargaining scheme that basically puts a union official in charge of your livelihood. And boy, I think it runs counter to basic freedoms that govern this country and our grand experiment of self-government. But look, the Democrats, to your point, they're going to try starting next week, to repeal all right-to-work laws, to put the federal government in a place where they're dictating private contracts on businesses through arbitration schemes. They're going to try to eliminate the secret ballot election, virtually eliminate it, and turn to card check unionization, which is this notion, Steve, that you can, as long as if I can get a card from you anyway, anyhow, that's now a vote for a union. So it's a really interesting bill that has about 70 years worth of pent-up demand by organized labor officials, and we're going to be talking about that next week on the House floor.
I don't think that has any chance on God's green earth of passing the Senate, which is true of several of these things. But even if it did, I don't think it would pass muster in the nation's courts. Am I right or wrong?
Well, actually, there's a lot of it there. This was interesting because our federal labor law was imposed on us back in 1935, it was the Supreme Court that struck down a similar power grab by the federal government in 1933. And then Roosevelt goes over and says, and you'll recognize this, Steve, you know, history doesn't really replicate itself. Sometimes it rhymes.
A stitch in time.
He went over to the Supreme Court and said, look, you guys are getting old over there. You may need some additional justices. We think anyone over the age of 70 needs an associate justice, so they were going to go to 15, and Chief Justice Hughes at the time blinked, switched, and saved 9 on the Supreme Court, and this federal labor policy was imposed on us by Washington, D.C., and, you know, this is the type of thing that they try and they do, and, you know, when you think about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it says the right to associate. You have the right to associate, you know, and the government can't impinge that. In order to have that right, you must have the right not to associate, but yet, to your point, the courts have upheld this compulsory association that comes with our federal labor policy. So I don't trust the Supreme Court to do anything, frankly. We need to let Americans know, like you are, about various issues that are important to them and have them reach out because, you know, this is our democratic republic. We loan our power to our elected officials, and if they abuse it, we take it back. But in order to take it back, we have to know what they're up to. So this is next week will be interesting to see who's for freedom and who's for coercion.
Well, certainly they can't get this through, and with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema saying they will not change their opinion on the filibuster, thankfully. That means that the filibuster will be there. So you can only use reconciliation, I thought, once per year. I think I was just corrected by a guest here today who said, no, you can use it twice per session. So you could use it twice a year. So what's more important to them? Destroying election integrity with the alleged For the People Act, which is actually For the Progressives Act, has nothing to do with people. It has to do with power. Or do they go after the right to work laws under reconciliation? Because you're never going to get the votes you need in the Senate, right?
Yeah, the budget reconciliation process, the one that they went through already, was held over from the last year because, you know, we don't have budgets anymore. We just have omnibus continuation bills that are pinned up, and I can't remember the last time that there was actually the budget process went through its recommended or its required process. So this second one that's coming up is obviously for this budget that was proposed here. So, yeah, if they want to destroy the Senate rules and destroy the Byrd rule, which basically limits the budget reconciliation process to those issues that deal specifically with the budget and don't add extraneous issues to it, then they can get anything they've done with. They can probably get stuff done with a majority vote. But you're right, Steve. I mean, there's a reason why the Senate has rules that allow the minority to be heard. You know, it's not like the House of Representatives. It's designed to let the passions of the country cool. The House is the raucous debate, and that's the back and forth of majority rules. But the Senate, ultimately, the majority can win, but they have these rules. And if you listen to Chuck Schumer and you listen to others, they want to run over this to get their agenda done. But it's interesting because at some point in the future, they will whine and cry about it because those rules will apply someplace else. That's not the reason to allow
it
to happen, but it's just it really is amazing that the lengths they'll go to basically get their agenda accomplished.
Mark Mix, president of the National Right to Work Committee, and the attack on right to work laws. I don't think this will pass. I trust the Supreme Court would say, no, you can't do it this way, but it has. This and everything else that I've heard in the last few hours, I've changed my opinion on the Convention of States. I think it's time for a Convention of States because I think that's the only way you get this thing back under control, because it's wildly out of control with Democrats trying to steal power every place they possibly can, put in an administrative state and dictate to the majority, because it's still a center-right country. There's a small minority that are grabbing power and demanding that they be in charge of everything. We must bring it to a stop. I suddenly believe Convention of States might be the way to go. Mark Mix, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Steve. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thanks.
Talk soon, sir. Thank you very much. It is a Thursday, and I'm telling you, Convention of the States concerned me, frightened me before. It might be, in the case of emergency, break glass. Well, get me a sledgehammer. There's an emergency. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.